Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more grace and resilience. You know, it's funny how much we talk about emotional intelligence these days, right? It's like the golden ticket to success, happiness, and basically just being a functioning human in this chaotic world. But here's the thing, building that emotional intelligence isn't always easy. It takes work, self-awareness, and sometimes a little bit of mindfulness magic. That's exactly what we're diving into today, how mindfulness can be a secret weapon in mastering those emotions and becoming the emotionally intelligent badass you were born to be. Let me tell you, friends, this isn't some woo-woo, incense-burning, lotus position kind of deal. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your inner monologue, stepping back from all the swirling thoughts and feelings, and just observing them. It's about tuning into your breath, your body sensations, your surroundings, the little things that often get lost in the noise of our daily lives. Now, I know what you're thinking. Avery, sounds great in theory, but how does this actually help me become emotionally intelligent? Well, let me tell you, it's a game changer. First off, mindfulness helps us become aware of our emotions as they arise, no denying them, just acknowledging them. Ever felt that familiar knot in your stomach before a big presentation? That racing heart when you're arguing with your partner? Mindfulness allows you to recognize those physical sensations and label the emotion attached to them. It's like giving your feelings a name, which is the first step towards understanding and managing them. Second, mindfulness helps us create distance from our emotions. Instead of getting swept away by a wave of anger or sadness, we can observe it from a place of calmness and clarity. Think of it like watching a movie, you feel for the characters, but you don't get consumed by their drama. This distance allows us to respond to situations with more thoughtfulness and less reactivity, which is crucial for emotional intelligence. Third, mindfulness cultivates self-compassion. We become kinder and more understanding towards ourselves, especially when things get tough. You know that inner critic that's always whispering negative things? Mindfulness helps us silence that voice and replace it with a more supportive and encouraging one. Self-compassion is the foundation of emotional resilience, the ability to bounce back from setbacks and keep moving forward. Think about it. The next time you feel overwhelmed by stress, instead of reaching for that extra cup of coffee or scrolling mindlessly through social media, take a few deep breaths, notice your body sensations, and simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. That's mindfulness in action, and trust me, it can make a world of difference. Now, let's talk about how this plays out in real life. Imagine you're at work, and your boss criticizes a project you put a lot of effort into. You feel your heart racing, your palms sweating, and that familiar wave of anger rising within you. Instead of lashing out or shutting down, take a moment to pause. Breathe deeply, acknowledge the feeling of anger, but don't let it control you. Remind yourself that this is just one person's opinion, and it doesn't define your worth. Use this opportunity to learn from feedback, even if it's delivered in a less than ideal way. T. Mindfulness helps you navigate challenging situations with grace and composure. So there you have it, the power of mindfulness in building emotional intelligence. Remember, it's not about achieving some perfect state of zen, it's about becoming more aware of ourselves, our emotions, and how we react to the world around us. It's a journey, my friends, not a destination. And trust me, it's one worth taking. I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to managing your emotions? How can mindfulness help you overcome them? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build a community of emotionally intelligent humans together. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Mental Armor for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, stay strong, stay mindful, and keep rocking that emotional intelligence.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.